We could also have the other type of guy who then goes the same path there in that movement, and he advances up the ranks, gets fine titles, and he becomes this and that leader and this holiness or whatever, this divine grace, or is working himself up there. And to him, that's what advancement means. So then when he's talking there from his Vyasa-san, because now he is almost a pure devotee, he just, you can see through his, in what he's saying and how he's relating to other people, that he seems to have that need. It can be very subtly shown. He seems to have that need, or that purpose is there with his words, to establish himself as that special enlightened one. And the others, disciples and whatever, as being in a natural position of serving him, worshipping him, following him, respecting his position like that. And by doing that, he will lead them back home, back to Godhead. But by doing so, he kind of, again, subtly, maybe imperceptibly to some and perceptibly to others, is kind of pushing them down, keeping them down there, and himself up. Or he can play it humble, doesn't show off very much, as long as the others are down there. And you can sometimes hear that in the preaching of those gurus, that he's bashing his disciples on the head because that's how guru is, heavy. He's really using that dynamic there, or whatever you should call it, joking and giving heavy lectures sometimes, but it's always about how stupid you are. Look at you. And by doing that, since he's sitting on that throne, dressed in that holy man's dress, the more he does that, the more they will perceive him as immune to that, as above all that, because he's talking from that position there. So again, it can be done subtly, but you can see sometimes the difference there between someone who has personal need of being something special, someone special, and who is then actually a false guru. Because a real devotee, a real Vaishnava, a real devotee of God, is just best friend and servant of everyone, who just wants to help everyone and likes to see them shine. Who doesn't even see her or himself as some teacher up there on that fine seat, but just one of us. And what then matters is the knowledge you can see, the teachings, the understanding that makes you go, wow, yeah, of course, eye-opener. And that I can use in my own life. And yes, now it works much better. But mainly then, teaching by their own example, being that way, and maybe being humble means I mean, how can I sit on a big throne being worshipped and this and that and actually want that and feel comfortable there, at the same time talk about humility? That kind of issue there we can bring into that story with those characters. But then the other one, the girl there, the woman, just sitting down there on the floor, looking at that big man. And she is completely unnoticed. Sometimes getting it from this big guru. Maybe she's trying to ask something, which is in itself kind of a little bit challenging that ego of that person in a very fine way. I mean, but immediately you see that he doesn't really take that well, and so can play out all kinds of things going on there. But then we can even make it so that eventually others, young people, those who are not already initiated and grabbed by that other guru, or even those who are, they worship him but they follow her, something like that.